We're here with Sasha Pollock, the director of Dirty God, and its star, Vicky Knight, which is having its Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, Dirty God, can you tell us, what is it? What is it all about?
Dirty God is a feature film about a young mother from London who is the victim of an acid attack. And the movie starts after she comes out of the hospital and she needs to rebuild her life. And she tries to go back to normality and be a mother, also find a new lover, things like that. But she has to face like her new appearance.
Now, this character, one of my favourite things about this film is that it's an extremely complicated character. It's not a straightforward one. It's not a one-dimensional one. I'd love to know about this character and both your approaches to depicting them on film.
I play Jade in Dirty God. Filming the whole thing was difficult. Wasn't easy at all because I'm also a burn survivor myself. I sustained my burns when I was 8 years old in a house fire. So I can relate to the character a lot, what Jade's been through.
I tried to show a real person in the film, and I think a lot of the time you see women shown in film very one-dimensional and very angelic, and I try to show different sides to her, and she's not a victim. For me, she's sort of a hero, and she's trying and sometimes failing, and sometimes she does stupid things, but at least she's trying to cope with whatever card she's being dealt with.
My standout scenes in the film, and there are many, was a sequence, and I think it was a parking lot outside Jade's work, where she's with a friend and she encounters a person who's walking by. And that interaction to me said, among many else, so much about the dynamic of this film and dynamic of characters. And there were so many varied interactions between Jade and so many. I'd like to hear about how you went about approaching the different interactions between Jade and whether it be the people who were regulars in her life or may have encountered her on a irregular basis.
So this is with her new friend, her colleague from work, Flavia, and in the end, Flavia will be sort of the only person that listens to Jade and is the only person that she can tell her story to. It's a new friendship. She's a bit older than Jade is, so she's more of a mentor in her life and someone she looks up to. She has her own car and things like that. And she's somewhat independent and a sort of role model for Jade.
I think for Jade, as Sasha said, she's like a role model to her. Her mum, Jade's mum's not listening to her. Even her friends, they're just ignoring the fact that she's got these scars. But Jade's trying to cope with life. So yeah, Flavia's the only one that she can talk to. And I think during the film you'll see as well that their friendship becomes quite close in an adult way, because Jade, I think in my eyes, is quite immature. So she doesn't know how to deal with this. And then this young girl comes along and sort of picks her up and tells her, you know, everything's going to be okay. And yeah, sort of like a comfort towards Jade. So yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier how it was can be a very difficult role to undertake, and certainly you're front and centre for most of the film, almost if not every scene. Can you tell us a little bit about preparing for this role and taking on this task?
It was difficult in the beginning because I didn't really, I wasn't really prepared for what was going to be in the script. I knew what was going to be in the script because we went through it, but it was more like the personal emotions and the feelings that came with it. I mean, as I said, my accident happened 16 years ago when I was 8 years old. So as a kid, growing up, I didn't understand what had happened, why it happened. So playing it as an adult, a new burn survivor, it was difficult. Especially the close-up scenes of my scars in the beginning of the film, I got quite emotional for that because, I'm not a professional actress, so I didn't really understand what the shots were for. So when I first see it on the big screen, I was like, wow, like I've cried for 15 years for what? I look no different to anyone else. So I see it from like a different perspective, which I thought was amazing because it's completely changed the way I am and the way I see myself doing this movie. Before, I didn't accept myself. I didn't want to live with my scars anymore. So yeah, I was a right mess. And since doing this film, it's sort of completely changed the way I see myself. I want to show the world my scars. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. And I think that's what happens in the film as well. Jade sort of, she comes to terms with what happened, and she tries to disguise herself. And I've done that also growing up. I used to wear long sleeves and cover myself. So it was very difficult at times, but also very fun. I loved every minute being on set. It was a great experience.
I'm so glad you did, because it's a standout film and absolutely one of the best of the festival.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'd like to ask about the depiction of another character who is not Jade, which I found really interesting. It's the depiction of Jade's attacker and abuser. Now, we see this character at the beginning of the film and in a very distinct way cropping up at other times in the film. I'd love to hear about your approach to depiction of this character.
So I didn't want to show the story of the attacker. I thought that's, for me, less interesting. I did a lot of research about these cases, and a lot of time acid is being thrown. The person who does it doesn't even feel what they are doing, because it feels a bit like throwing a glass of water. So it's strange. And in the meantime, they destroy somebody's life. And I was more interested in the fact that he sees it in a way, like, if you're not beautiful for me, then you're not beautiful for anyone, and I will take away your beauty. And I was searching for a way to show Jade's fear, also just show him in a way where he comes to her in her dreams, in her nightmares, but not only frightens her, there's still some sort of sexual energy there, because they were lovers once, and it's not one thing, it sort of creeps up on her in this strange bird-like swallow-like giant swallow frightening figure, and he sort of still controls her, and he suffocates her in her dreams, and so that was a way to portray her fear. And in the end, she sees him again in the nightclub, and she's able to look at him and able to see him for what he is, and also to sort of set her own demons free, and realizes that she is the one who needs to do something or needs to change something, and she cannot sort of always put that on him in her life. So she needs to get back to her life, and she needs to become a mother, and she, if she wants to be, at least. So there she sort of sets him free.
Thank you. Now, this film, among another other very prominent films playing at the festival, certainly Dirty Guard is screening in the official competition, is one that features very prominently the depiction of violence against women. Now, this has been a controversial matter at the festival. Certainly the reaction to one film, The Nightingale, has got a lot of media traction. I've seen a number of films at the festival which depict this issue, and I'm of the view that your film has the most considered depiction. And I'd very much like to hear about your approach to the depiction of violence against women in this film.
It was one of the central themes that when Susie and me, the co-writer, we started writing this film, and that violence against women was one of the ideas that we were interested in, but not only like from men towards women, but also women against women. I think there's a lot of violence in the film, also a violence against oneself. Like Jade really self-harms herself in sort of ways, and is not good for herself. So that was something that I was interested in.
Yeah, I think also for Jade, it's sort of like, yeah, her mother is so into her looks and things like that, and then when Jade comes out of the hospital, she expects her mother to be there, anyone would, and her friends as well, but they sort of just, yeah, they sort of ignore the fact that she's gone through this, and her mum still takes the baby to the prison, and Jade just can't understand why no one's there for her, you know. And I think it's quite emotional, but it's also quite strong in a way, because you see Jade go through a journey of finding this inner strength of being able to pick herself up and carry on with life. I mean, towards the end of the film, yeah, it's, I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah, it's sort of, it's such a, an emotional but strong ending, you know. You see her sort of finally come to terms of what's happened, and yeah, it's quite emotional for me, because I've been through it, not an acid attack, but I've been through having scars. So, it's just crazy how a film can just change so much in my life. But yeah, I'm very proud that we've made this film, and I hope that it can give the message to other people that being different is okay, and there's nothing wrong with being different. If everyone's going to be the same, then the world's going to be boring.
I couldn't agree more. Vicky, Sasha, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.